Thank you, Uncle Bill. He read to us from part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount when he's teaching us about the people who are blessed. Pastor Stacy is going to be doing a sermon series about all of the different ways that we're blessed this month. And in our Wednesday Zoom meetings, we're going to be talking about that too. So I'm going to go a little bit different from that scripture and talk about All Saints Day. Do you know what a family tree is? Or have you ever made one? A family tree helps us look back through the years and see all of the members of our family. They go all the way back years and years, even before we were born, to family that we never got a chance to meet. Making a family tree can be a really helpful thing to do when we want to learn more about our history and the history of our families. Family trees are a little bit tricky, though, because sometimes we don't know very much about the people that didn't really play an important part in our lives directly. We got our moms and our dads, our grandparents and aunts and uncles. It's a little bit easier to keep track of those. But when we get back to our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents, it gets a little bit more tricky. Families have different ways of remembering their ancestors. Some keep their family written down in a special book of their genealogy. Some families keep a scrapbook or photo albums. The walls in some people's houses are lined with pictures of their family. Some families celebrate the death anniversaries of their loved ones who have passed. Last week, I talked to you about how one of my granddaughter's favorite movies is Moana. Well, wouldn't you know it? Her other favorite movie is Coco. We alternate Coco, Moana, Coco, Moana. I had never seen Coco before I watched it with Heidi, but it refreshed my memory of families who make an ofrenda to remember the family members who have passed away. They set up a special area in their home with pictures, candles, and flowers to honor their family and make sure that they're not forgotten. So that's our direct family. But did you know that we have a faith family as well? It's true. Our faith family tree connects us with people all around the world, and even people who have already died. Did you know that we're connected to people like Abraham and Moses, Miriam and Sarah? We're connected to King David and the prophet Samuel. Honorable women like Ruth and Naomi. We're connected to the Apostle Paul and Lydia and the disciples. Pick any name out of the Bible that you can remember. They too are in our family of faith. It goes all the way back to the Bible, and it's still growing today. That means you and I are family, even though we aren't related. That means everyone in this church and the church down the street and the church around the corner, we're all part of the family of faith. Because of God and because of Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one who connects us all, and I think that's pretty amazing. Today, November 1st, is a special day in the church calendar called All Saints Day. All Saints Day is the day that we think about our big, wide family and remember all of the people who have gone before us. And we specifically think about all of the people who have taught us about faith and have shown us good examples to follow. I think it's pretty special that we have this time to think about all of the important people in our faith family. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter if you've known Jesus a little time or if you've known Jesus your whole life. You are part of this family. And you help teach me about Jesus too. Each and every one of you does that. In the book of Hebrews, we learn that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. That means there are so many people who have gone on before us, and so many people all around us who are part of this family tree and help us to learn and to grow. Maybe I'll ask Mr. Barry or Miss Leah to sing it next year on All Saints Day. But there's a man named Mark Schultz who wrote a song called The Cloud of Witnesses. The chorus goes like this. The cloud of witnesses that would see them through the years, cheer them with a smile, pray them through their tears. The cloud of witnesses that would see them to the end, shower them with love that never ends. A cloud of witnesses. All Saints Day is a we spend remembering and honoring all of these important people who have gone before us to be with God. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for all the people that make up our faith family. Thank you for the examples that they have set, the lessons that they have taught us, and all the ways that they have loved us, prayed for us, and encouraged us to learn more about you. Help us to keep growing and to keep remembering them. We pray this in your mighty name. Amen.